Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Going to be talking to my good friend, Adam Cedars. He's with a really important company, Commercial Tax Network, and they do a phenomenal job at keeping business in the best stead it can possibly be when it comes to their property taxes. And what's amazing to me that only about 30% of businesses out there, from my research, are even contesting what the government is putting on them for either their home or on their business property. And to me, that's just outrageous to let government get away with them type of increases on your taxes without any real cause. And so you need a company like, in my opinion, you need a company like this in your corner. Welcome, Adam.
Thanks, Kevin.
I think I pretty much covered what you guys do. Tell us one of your stories before you introduce a guest.
Well, we're cutting values, and we would like to let everyone know that we're getting them down past last year's. I was in some hearings recently and was able to successfully achieve a lower value than last year's valuation, final valuation, after their hearing.
Yeah.
So that's a great story anytime.
Yeah, that always feels good. And I'm talking often tens of thousands of dollars and sometimes even more that are being saved. So it's huge. Why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest today?
I've got Jill Bounds with Abbey Residential. She's a regional property manager. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. And what's interesting, by the way, is Abby, we had Abby on earlier in the show, but it's ABBY, and it's the executive suites that we had on the program.
The key is the E. So,
yeah, this is ABBEY Residential, and delighted to have you on the program. And kind of give us the 411, if you will, of your business.
Abbey Residential owns and manages apartment communities across the Southeast, including Houston. We build brand new A-plus properties, and we also buy older properties and do an interior renovation to increase the value of that property. We have over 3,000 units in the Houston area.
Very good. By the way, I wanted to mention Commercial Tax can be reached at commercialtax.com. We'll give their number later on in the program. You have a question for our guest, Adam?
Yes, I wanted to just ask you about the one of the great things I see about Abbey Residential is probably the quality of life with y'all owning the properties and managing them. It seems like there would be a little more influence on how y'all do things on a day-to-day basis. So I just wanted to hear from you. What difference does that make to your
I think that is important. Renters may not realize that when they rent an apartment. When you rent also from the owner that's going to be managing, they are going to have a vested interest in taking care of that property long term. So they don't want things to become a bigger problem where they'll end up spending thousands and thousands of dollars versus taking care of it immediately so no further damage is done.
Oh, that's really important. And I don't think most people do think that, especially a lot of some of the apartments I have unfortunately seen out there. Ownership is huge.
It is. You're going to get a different quality. You're looking for someone who's maintaining their asset versus looking for only the bottom dollar.
Yeah. Look at any neighborhood that's predominantly rental, you know, with residential homes, single family homes. Look at any neighborhood that's predominantly rental and compare it to any neighborhood that is predominantly owned. And it's incredible the difference between the two.
That's true.
And it's the same thing with a apartment complex. I love that. Adam?
And one other thing, there's a couple of different, I noticed, locations for your property. So I just wanted to find out from you which areas y'all are in. So
in Houston, we have West Houston and Katy and the Woodlands. We also have properties in Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, Atlanta, Birmingham, Alabama, where our corporate office is, Florida, and Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, big play, if you will, over there in the southeastern part of the United States. And then you got to move quite a bit over to Texas. And so that's interesting. Where are you corporately from?
Our corporate office is in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like they started in Birmingham, went east for a while, and then moved to Texas. Is that how that worked?
I do believe so. Yes, yeah. We've been more southeast. They call us southwest, which I think is hilarious because we don't think of ourselves as southwest United States.
Only compared to where they are.
Exactly.
Go ahead there, Adam.
Have you noticed any increases in property valuations or are you?
We have. Well, we've increased the value of our properties with our, you know, $18 to $19 million renovations that we've done on several properties in the Houston area. But also, we're actively looking to purchase properties in the market, and Houston's been very good to us. and the prices are coming up in addition to the foreclosures that you have hitting the market.
Okay.
Yeah. How have your properties fared when it's come to things like tax assessment and property values here?
We have been having issues where the taxes are increased. We have to protest those taxes. They lower them. And then the next year, they turn right around and put the taxes
They try to make up for the loss.
The exact same rate that was proven inaccurate the year before. And you spend a lot of time and money. And luckily, companies like Adams, you know, help us take care of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, they've even been involved in my own property values and been very helpful. And I tell you, I'm a big advocate of this because, again, especially in the financial crisis that the country is in, by the way, our biggest problems aren't tax problems, it's spending problems on governments on all levels. But they're dying to get revenue, and they're trying to do it in ways that don't require people's knowledge or voting, you know, and they don't want elected officials to raise those taxes because that's politically unpopular. So they get these, you know, appointed people who sit on these boards to do it, and they don't have any skin in the game. And so it really does require more diligence. And why don't you comment on that a little bit, Adam?
Yeah, I've experienced this firsthand, but you know, we have to come up with the approach and the best approach. One of the things I like to think about when I'm sitting there across from them is, you know, this is a property that someone owns. This could be my property that I own, and I want to treat this as so. So I make sure that we don't leave any money on the table, and if that's the case where I feel there is money left on the table, I want to take it to the next step. And if that means litigation, I'll take it to litigation. And that could also help an Abby residential situation where she says the value goes up each year. Well, if we're in a 2-year lawsuit, we're going to try to maintain that same value that whole period.
Yeah. Jill Bounds, she is the regional property manager over there at Abby Residential. The website over there is ABBEY Residential.com. That's ABBEY residential.com. I don't want them to get it confused with the other Abby that was here.
Thank you. I
want to encourage people to check it out. And any closing thoughts before we let you go, Jill? Thanks for being with us today, by the way.
Thank you for having me so much. I encourage people to come by and take a look. We would love to tour you through any of our properties and show you what a fantastic renovation that we have done on our properties, and love to provide you with some quality apartments.
Yeah. Real quickly, what parts of town are you in?
West Houston, Katy, and the Woodlands.
Got it. People need to check it out. And again, I want people to learn more about commercial tax. The website over there, very simple, commercialtax.com, and the phone number over there.
You can call Adam Cedars at 281-897-1119.
One more time.
281-897-1119.
Thanks to both of you. When we come back, we're going to have more for you, so make sure you don't go away. Remember, of course, usdailyreview.com, media partners with us here. Best content here always shows up there at usdailyreview.com. Stay tuned for more right after this.